Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Real Sports Guys, Game 7 edition. We got TVs going on in the background. We got all kinds of things going. If the Lakers lose, Kobe will put his hands on somebody, Ray. As we get in the fourth quarter, he is going to put his hands on somebody if they end up losing.
He's going to put his hand on them kids. He's going to pick up his daughter to go home.
He's going to pick up Sasha. I'm trying to think of all the Lakers he could possibly choke, and I think Sasha's probably the number one candidate.
He said he just turned on him and just choking for no reason. If you want to join the conversation, please call 347-989-0844. That's 347-989-0844. We're also going to open up the chat room. If you want to put something up there, you want to post, you want to whatever you want to do, we're going to try and we're here for the next hour, so hopefully we'll be able to cover the fourth quarter and have a little post-game. What's your reaction in these first three quarters?
Shock. I can't believe it's such a low-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both teams are playing tough, but they're missing some shots they should be making if they want to be a champion. It's a wide open ball game right now.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the pace of the game and the flow of the game definitely in favor of Boston right now. LA doesn't have any flow offensively. I mean their shooting percentage speaks to that. And I think that the pace of the game is low scoring, it's ugly, it's grinded out, and you know, that plays to Boston's advantage right now. And Boston is doing an amazing job on Kobe Bryant. All you Kobe fans out there, Mike wouldn't have never had a bad game like this in Game 7. He wouldn't have done it. I'm sorry, the proof is in the pudding.
You know, as bad as Boston is playing, you know, this game, Boston's composure is still there. You know, and it looks like L.A., well, they're not really just falling apart. It looks like they're on their way to a fire, you know, just... You know, they got that look in their eye. I think like you said earlier, Marcus, you know, it may be that Boston wants it more, but I think L.A. is feeling the heat.
And you know it's something else when you have a Scalabrine sighting. I call for it in the blog. We did have a Scalabrine sighting. So y'all, the stars are aligned. The moon is crazy. I look as if, you know, Boston cleaned up those second shots, you know, because that was the only thing that was saving the Lakers in the first half.
Right.
They kept getting offensive rebounds and things like that. But, you know, Lamar Odom's kind of picking up here in the third quarter. You know, Chloe let him out, and he's doing his thing. And so it's fourth. It's going to be something else. But as far as the Jordan comparisons and all that, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Kobe has just been pedestrian.
5 for 20. Let's put the nail in the coffin on it. Let's just tonight. Let's just nail it shut, and just he can fight for number two. Ain't nothing wrong with number two. All right. I mean, all you Kobe fans, there's nothing wrong with number two, all right? It's a great spot to be in, but he just ain't at that level where he can be in that conversation with Mike right now.
I'm not sure Matt would have had a seventh game like this.
There's a lot of guys who wouldn't have had a seventh game like this, honestly. I mean, let's be real. I mean, Kobe's a great closer, and I give him that. If they can keep this close, maybe he's got something in his bag he could pull out late in his fourth quarter or even in his fourth quarter. But, I mean, overall, the overall performance of this game has been lackluster at best. I mean, come on, dog. Yep. It's game seven. You know, you're going for number five. And, yep. You know, this is the one for the thumb. Go get it.
That's right. I mean, Powell is playing aggressive, you know. He messed up on his free throw here, but, Powell was coming to play. I mean, Powell's just been that guy all in the, I think, you know, given a sense of where Powell is in the league and his – I mean, this guy has played consistent for most of the playoffs. You know, and he was one that people had the biggest question mark on.
You know, when I was – my senior year of college, that was kind of the year I was the leader of the team. And Cecil always told me that – for those that don't know, Cecil Youngblood, great coach. Great coach is my coach in college.
Right.
He always told me that, you know, as a leader of the team, I had to keep a level head and keep an even keel personality, because at the end of the day, the team was going to take on my personality to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, Ray, you touched on it earlier, talking about how the Lakers seem like they're on their way to a fire, like they're pressing.
Right.
You know, and to me, that speaks to Kobe. You know, that to me, that's a top down from Kobe down. He presses, he seems like. He seems like he gets too caught up in the moment. He gets too aware. He's too hypersensitive to his legacy and to the moment sometimes that I think he presses and he tries to create the great game instead of letting the great game come to him.
Right.
You know, he's so good that he tries to create those great moments, you know, which he can get away with sometimes. But then sometimes he has a game like tonight, and then the mental effect trickles down to everybody else on his roster. You know what I mean?
He's looked tight all night.
Mm-hmm.
His shots have been just about a half inch off all night, and he hasn't been fluent. He just hasn't gotten into the smooth flow that you're used to seeing out of him. And it has to be the pressure.
And again, that's a microcosm of the whole team, because they haven't, as a team, gotten into a smooth flow. The triangle looks like the trapezoid or something.
Right.
You know,
right. And then those second chance shots they're getting, you know, this team is trying to save Kobe's legacy because he's killing them.
Yeah.
He's killing them.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where the Celtics miss Perkins, not having that extra body in there secure some of those rebounds, because this series has been won and lost on the boards. Almost every game has come down to who rebounds better, and who's getting offensive boards and who's getting the second chance points. And you know, the Lakers have been able to survive in this game shooting so poorly, getting second chance points. You know, you can shoot 33% when you go 1-for-3 on the possession, as long as you get that one. You know,
they Boston trying to give it away though.
I didn't see that.
Pearson took a couple ill-advised shots. Get to the rim, baby. Artest out here doing his thing. Queensbridge.
Yeah, you know, he has been playing. He's been making plays this game. I'm not mad at the way Ron is playing. And if the Lakers won, I would be happy for Ron Artest. I really would.
I would. Yeah.
I really would. Because, you know, other than that moment in Detroit, he's actually had a pretty solid career, man. I mean, he's been an interesting cat, a little quirky, a little offbeat.
Look at that.
But for the most part, dude has come to work and play hard. Ooh, ooh wee.
Oh, my
Kobe.
Goodness. What is he doing?
He's deep. It's that fourth. He messed that shot up. He's down on the other end making it.
Mike, don't do that. Mike, don't just drop the ball at the key.
Yeah, that's right.
That just don't happen. Not in the fourth quarter. I mean, if Mike going to do something like that, he might do it in game one, the first quarter.
Now
that fourth quarter game seven, it's the last 8 minutes of the season.
But Boston's got to score here. They got, you know.
They need a basket.
They should be up, you know, 10 points right now.
They need a pick and pop.
Flip.
Come on. No, Rondo.
Right there.
He does that too often for my taste.
make the easy shots. You're in the lane by yourself. Take the
Lord.
Damn shot.
Have mercy. Come on, Boston.
Boston don't want it.
See, Rondo does that too often. He'll pass up an opportunity to just to attack the glass. That's where he got to get more of that Tony Parker in his game. What Tony Parker's got on blinders. Tony Parker's like a half racehorse. He's half French, half
Look
racehorse.
At that.
You know, Parker gets the ball and he just goes straight to the basket. He don't care
French
how many people down there. He don't care if the guy is guarding him standing in the lane. All right, man.
Come on. Ooh, there we go.
Yeah.
Kevin.
He needed to jump that, but that's...
Anything's possible.
Most people don't peep. Who is the woman he was talking? Was it Doris? Was it Doris Burke?
Yeah.
Doris, she's looking good tonight. People didn't peep that about that KG moment, man. That was one of the best moments in sports, man, right there.
I was so happy for that brother. Man.
Yeah, he needed that, man. He needed that to kind of get off that list.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to. There's a list out there, you know, of superstars that never won rings, and if you can get off, the sooner you get your name off that list, the better.
Oh
yeah.
To
wait a while, but he got.
Yeah, you know, that's why you see our test game so relevant tonight. You know, our test doesn't have that ring. You know.
Yep.
He's sitting out there with all these fellas that have a ring. If anybody's gonna be upset tonight. If anybody's going to look across the huddle and slap Kobe before he leaves, it's going to be our test.
Yeah, Kobe
you know?
Will not be talking Ron tonight. Like I said, he's going to go. He may chase down Sasha, but he ain't gonna run down Rondo. He's going to go looking for Slavo Medvedenko. He may go track him down if he's still got his number in the cell. Go slap him up a little bit, but he ain't going to put his hands on Ron.
Ron's going to slap somebody and yell out Queensbridge before he goes. Everybody going to duck.
Ron might pull a gun in the locker room. Pick up the whole team.
He too close to this, man. He can taste it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be happy for Ron.
Cause
I've admired him. He played hard. I mean, he's had his moments, but in terms of just they can't be in between the lines, nobody playing harder.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Ron's a cat that, you know, you think about taking him to the park, but then you realize, man, he might actually shoot somebody at the park. So I think I'm going to just not bring him to the park with me. You know, Ron's a cat. He's got the mentality, but then he takes it that extra step where it's like, I don't know what this cat going to do.
Right.
We just going to play video games at the crib today, Ron.
The bad part about it is he might not shoot the right person either, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, he go up there with
his
eyes
lifeguard hit. Or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gonna be quite the game coming down the stretch here. It's gonna be.
You know, somebody needs to just step in and say, "Look, we gotta score every time down court now. You know, make enough passes." Take the good 10-footer in and just score every time down court because the minute somebody scores, you know, whoever scores, the other team comes down and seems to turn the ball over. You know, they come down and they're forcing it. You know, they keep trying to shoot themselves in the game, and nobody's out of this game yet.
No.
Slow it down a little bit. Make the good shot. Keep your spacing. You know, all the things that you know, quit forgetting that you're a professional.
Yeah,
Boston.
I think Doc.
Go ahead.
I think Doc is probably giving them that let's win this together speech. You know, they keep showing the clips of the footage of the huddle talk, and I'm sure you heard Doc say that a couple of times. You know, about you got to win it together. You know, we're better together than we are. You know, don't play hero ball. I think he calls it.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he just gave him that speech. Like, look, we don't need any heroes out here, man. We gonna win it. Watch. Yeah, I think he's going, you know, he's really preaching that. And I think that's the message that they got to come away with. They just got to keep playing team ball because they got more weapons, and they have to understand that and really put the pressure on L.A.
That's it.
Come on, man. Don't give him that call. Kobe is a master at that. I will give him that. He is very good at using contact against you as a defender. Like, if you put your hands on Kobe, I would actually like to see him play in a hand check era. You know what I mean? Because I think he would figure out a way to use that against guys. You know, because anytime a player puts their hands on him, he figures out a way to you know, to turn it to his advantage.
Hook that arm.
Right,
yeah,
up through the arm.
And on another night, he'd hit that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a call you got to make. You almost have to make that call.
This is the kind of play by getting going.
Well, you know, if he would have made that, it would have been deadly. And then he'd have been invincible. Right now, he's just, look at it.
Well, you know, my pops, man, he used to tell me as a kid, you know, when your shot ain't, we would sit down and watch the games. He said, when your shot ain't going, get to the free throw line. That's
right.
The best way to get your jumper going again is get some free ones.
Yep.
So,
well, you aren't out of the game that way. You know, you're still contributing. You know, you're going down with your head down.
Yeah, and you're still being aggressive. You know, there's two shots for you, a foul on the opposing player. Now, see, this is an interesting move by Doc. I think he's going to try to catch lightning in the bottle real quick, putting Nate Robinson in the game.
Well, that's Vinnie Johnson effect, you know.
Yeah.
We'll check him on his first three shots. If he misses two, get his ass straight off.
Yep, yep.
You know?
If he kicks the ball off his foot, it dribbles it wrong, he's coming out because he ain't there.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's on a super thin leash.
Sure. I think Doc told him, you got 2 minutes to score 10 points. If not, your ass will sit back down. You know?
Yeah. But I think Doc told him.
And don't let Farmer take that ball. Don't let Farmer take that ball away from him.
He has a kryptonite in his sock. Hey, I'm about to do this Lex thing.
All right. Listen, move that ball. Move that ball.
There you go.
And I think part of it, too, is he needed a shooter. I think that's part of it, too. I think Doc realized that they were packing the lane. And he needs somebody who they had to defend all the way out to the three. And Rondo ain't
that guy. You know, a guy like Robinson, you know, you got to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. was playing him way out at the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out on him. You don't want that little kid to get out on you.
Yeah.
There
he's
you
a
go.
Playmaker. You know, he's a playmaker. Good rebound.
Yeah, get your rebound.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Big Baby's got a lot of talent, man. If he just don't fall into that Oliver Miller trap where you know, he starts eating too much.
Look at that. Look at that.
You think I'm joking? I think he needed to spend the summer with Barkley in terms of the whole idea of rebound. Barkley always gets in front of you, uses that butt, jump back, you know, force people to come over the top of you, you know, use that against them. You know, he needs to work with somebody like that.
Yeah.
Who can talk to him about, you know, reading and getting in position to play. Got to anticipate. And just try to jump. You got to get your butt in front of him, get in the rim or jump up. And make him, force him out, get up under him a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Ron is carrying the team, man.
Yeah, Ron doing his thing.
Another basket for him, man.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over.
Hey, man, that man wants it, man. That man wants it. That's a man that ain't got a ring. Everybody else on the court got rings.
That's right.
Everybody else on the court got rings.
You know that. You know there's one Boston fan out there with a full coke just waiting for Ron's ass to run by. these are Boston fans.
Oh man,
he's got to get his ass out of there.
Come on, guys. Smart ball, Nate. Smart ball. You ain't in New York no more.
Yep.
Foul. Where's the foul at? There you go.
It's on Kobe.
And it's good. Right
that's
there.
Four?
Four on Kobe. Yeah, he said, come back to Rondo. Oh, he grabbed it. Is Kobe talking about that's not a problem?
See, now Rondo's back in. I wonder if they're going to leave Farmer on Rondo. Like, I think Rondo just needs to go into attack mode. Come on, Ray.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the first free throw he's missed.
I mean,
that's the first free throw he's missed in all series.
One of the best shooters ever.
He can't believe it.
Come on,
Shuttlesworth. You know you gone. Angel, they're like, is this?
Right.
Come on, now he hit 22 in a row, didn't he?
That
the record before was like 13. He blew the record up.
This is it.
Now Boston
has what you've done before this. this is what we play for.
Get in front of him.
Right there, she.
Boston's got a limit.
They clobbered him. Good job.
Oh,
about,
great.
How about to do
it? Pick it up. Powell's out. Powell's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Powell.
He can't touch
the
ball.
Out of bounds.
He
Help
can't
him
touch
out,
it.
Joe. Help him out, Joe.
They clubbed him, though. I like that. Club him.
Yeah, but he didn't fall up in his dome. He yelling, they domed him. Oh, that was a good block.
That was a good
Pierce
block.
Was out
man.
Of
any call on that would have been a bailout. He's under the basket.
Yeah.
He can't even get a good shot up.
Yeah.
You know, quit all that Euro ball, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Paul was standing way out of bounds.
Yeah, he was out of bounds, so.
Yeah, I didn't see all of that.
Still, they ain't got no time.
Tuck it.
Get the rebound. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on. Nope, Rasheed.
Don't get that
no.
six.
No,
don't get that
quiet.
Seven.
Be quiet.
Don't get that seven.
Be quiet.
I have never been told. What is that spot on the back of that brother's head?
Man,
he
that's,
hit
like
with a crowbar?
That's like a basketball mystery, man. Like, I remember when he was at Carolina, man. And I was like 9th, 10th grade. Cats would be like, man, I think there's a G in the back of his head. I think he had a G back there, man. I think it's like a great G he put back there. You know, we would make up all types of crazy stuff about it. Then we just found out it was a bald spot.
Yeah. I always thought he had a ringworm.
That's what it looked like, man. You can't have a 30-year ringworm, though, man. He had a ringworm since he got to the league.
I bet he hit it on the rim. That's what I would tell everybody.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, those are two big free throws. Oh, even Ron can't cover for that.
That's that Gasol coming out.
That was terrible.
That's why he can't really roll with the Lakers, man.
That's
that
terrible.
There.
Now they're going to hurt his feelings. Oh,
give
stay with
head.
That.
Watch the double. Wake up. Get your head up. He out Kobe and Kobe right now.
Yeah,
he's using every bit of contact.
How many fouls is that on Kobe?
That's two in his last minute, I know. I don't know how many he had before that.
Now, come on, Jesus. Come on, Shuttleware. You got to hit these. But I got some Facebook in the deal. Stuck up here, all these Midwest and East Coast Lakers fans.
There we go, Ray. There we go.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, you know, I've always been a Ray Allen fan from when he was up here in Milwaukee to when he was in Seattle.
Yep.
You know, he's just one of those guys that it's hard not to root for. You know, he goes about his business. He's an amazing shooter. I mean,
Big is just, if you wanted to, you know, study form and function, he wastes no energy.
Because not only does he have an unbelievable form, he has a lightning quick release.
Yep.
I mean, his release is a flick of the wrist, literally. You know, he catches the ball and it's gone. He does it again.
Fisher moment.
He does it again.
Fisher moment.
He's got
a
highlight reel of those, man.
But the ugly shot, it's like the kid at the park, just behind his head, is all that. But I got to get, the teardrop.
Oh, man. But, yeah, Fisher's shot is definitely, you know, I liken it to that, to the, you know, I always thought it was the old cat who came shooting it behind him, cocking it behind his head.
That's right.
Like, take one of those. Take one of those. I got another one for you. Whack. Whack.
High socks.
You know, right, high socks. You know, might have on some rec specs. You know, definitely has on a sweatband, you know, a slick wide sweatband. You know. You know, he got the
he just had that little Pop McAdoo kick and he'd have it all.
You know, cat comes to the park with a gym bag. Don't need a gym bag in his car. Bring it out to the court.
That's right. Big gay on two old knee braces, the knee braces with the metal pieces you can get on the side.
Elbow pad.
Looking like Forrest Gump about to run out of him and shit.
That is,
He got on the compression shorts under the short shorts. You know, And every shot's a set shot.
Yeah, everything.
There's no jump shot in this game.
I mean, if
he's cocking it back and shooting it over you.
Fish is trying to be the poor man version of Robert Horry. Just every, I mean, he did it in Utah.
Yep.
You know, he just trying to just, I got about three shots in me.
Yep.
I don't waste nothing.
I'm not going to waste none. I'm going to right moment, you know. He good for one, though, man. He's good for one.
And you knew it was in when he caught and shot it. If you look at the clock and the moment, you're like, he going to make that.
Yep. He going to make that. That's what he do. That's why he's still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's still on the team. You know, you brought up Robert Horry, man. He's a tough player to, like, really kind of put in a place in history. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Cats got how many rings he got? Six?
Yeah.
Five or six?
Five or six.
I mean, man, that's a lot of rings not to go into the Hall.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but put it that way. If you're going to put it that way, you know, where's Rodman?
Yeah.
Oh, Rodman definitely is a Hall of Famer. I don't care what nobody says. Anybody want to argue that with me, we can go all day. Any listeners out there.
Yeah.
If y'all want to argue whether or not Rodman belongs to the Hall of Fame.
That's the thing, but, you know.
We can argue that all day. You know, for all
before he started dying his hair.
Human being, you know, for all of his weirdness on the court, man, that man was one of the most skilled rebounders ever. I mean,
his
size to production ratio, come on. I mean,
what
was he, 6'8", probably 220?
Yeah.
And, I mean, able to guard pretty much anybody in the post. Able to, you know, average 15, 16 rebounds a game as basically a small forward who played the game like he was 7'7".
That's right.
You know, he's the quintessential, you know, I mean, Ben Wallace took his prototype and put some weight on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. There for the winning moments. I mean, he helped teams win. I mean, that was another person that helped Michael over the top. You know, having somebody like Rodman, one of the smartest guys on the court.
Yeah, I mean, again, for all of his personality, all of the weirdness that was packed into his personality, the brother knew how to play basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what it's about. I mean, that's what you got to admire about what he did. He knew how to play basketball. He knew the rebound like nobody else.
And he would get in people's heads, and he had the quirkiness about him that, you know, he knew exactly what to do when he got out there on their court.
And it all went well. I mean, his quirkiness went well with his game. I mean, here's a cat that averaged probably, you know, 3 points a game and got you 15, 16 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, and would just frustrate the heck out of people on defense.
Well, that didn't even draw attention to himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You looking at him.
Right.
You know, you got your mind on him.
Come on, Boston, let's get this. See, this is a great game. You know, win or lose, I'm rooting for Boston, but, you know, this is a treat to watch, you know.
Yep.
To have these two teams going at it in the Game 7 for the championship because, you know, in the NBA, because of the series format, you don't get, like, a championship game like you do with the Super Bowl or the NCAA championship, and this is the closest that it gets. You know, for everything, a Game 7 in the finals,
mm-hmm.
you know, two of the story franchises in the game. And, see, this is what I was afraid would happen, is that it would be a close game down the stretch. And you know, Kobe's a closer, man. Kobe's a closer.
This is Kobe's Ali moment, you know.
Yep. I mean, he's been garbage all game. He's been garbage all game. But this is what he's you know, like I said, you know, unless he's got some tricks in that bag for the fourth quarter. Come on, Boston.
You're going to do it. It's going to be sleeping with the fishies if they don't get it together.
Yeah.
It's going to be something else. Paul Pierce.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So this Boston team, I mean, they got a Ray's up for a new deal.
Yeah.
Ray's going to be a free agent.
They're talking about Doc taking a year
off. I think Robinson's going to be a free agent. So, you know, I think they got some – I think if they want to get back to the finals next year, they're going to have to do some retooling a little bit. And I think a lot of what they do is going to depend on how everything else shakes down with who winds up where,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think they have to build their team to be able to, you know, have the pieces to stop D-Wade and the Bosch combination or D-Wade and the Stoudemire combination or mm-hmm. LeBron and the Bosch combination or however things play out. They have to get their team to be able to handle whatever whatever's going to happen, you know.
Yeah, they're going to have to, you know, because they're going to have to find that consistent outside shooting, continue if they don't resign, Ray. And then they got to continue to, you know, build that front line. You know, with KG's guys getting older, they need some young rebounders coming in.
Yeah.
Who can step in for a few minutes. And,
yep.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you know, I hope they re-sign him because I think even if he takes a reduced role and goes to the bench and they can find somebody, you know, if they can get Ray to re-sign at a decent price, you know, and find somebody else who can split those minutes at the two with Ray and have Ray either coming in off the bench, you know, and providing that offense with the second unit, which is, I think, something that they would gladly welcome, you know, another shooter. You know, it'd just be interesting to see who's out there who can fill that role because, you know, I'm trying to think offhand of shooters who may be available. And, you know, I can't think of none.
No. That's why re-signing him is almost, you know, the way to go.
You know, unless they go cheap and get somebody like Kyle Korver, you know, but he's not a defender by any means. So you're gonna lose a bit on the defensive end. And I think that's what they have to be careful of is that they don't lose their identity in whatever they do try and do. You know, because I think that's what happened to Detroit a little bit. It's Detroit, they started to get up there. They had to re-sign guys. They tried to reshape their identity, you know, bringing in Flip and becoming a more offensive team, and that just wasn't who they were, you
sure.
know, and things started to unravel a bit from there, you know.
Man, so, know who you are. Build on those strengths.
Exactly. I mean, you have a team that's defense-oriented. You don't want to bring in a guy who can't fit in with that because it's gonna really mess up. I mean, they had chemistry problems this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people forget that you know, even though they've kind of pulled it together in the playoffs, this season wasn't an easy season for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they got some things to think about this off season.
One more pass right there.
Yes, come on, knock that down.
Oh,
game over.
Lakers like they're going up.
That's all right. It's just four. Stay with it.
Rondo's going to push it up, get to the hoop.
Yeah,
he's going to push the pace. They miss. Kobe's going to close out.
If Kobe hits his next shot, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Double with it, man.
See that poster? See, that's what LeBron can do.
That was horrible. I don't appreciate that ref.
No, I don't either. That's
a bailout.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. And honestly, Gasol shouldn't even be going for that. Man, he should be trying to make a basket at this point, not trying to draw
right.
the foul. See, that's that soft ball right there. Now,
right.
I'm not going to make a play. I'm going to put it in the ref's hands. Because what if he don't get that call?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To
me, that's a call that goes either way.
Yeah.
And if he don't get that call, then he's looking like a bum, which he should be, for even making that move. Make a move on a man and go get a basket.
Yeah. I got sick. Y'all got to get something going to the hoop.
Yeah, they're playing too far out there.
Yeah, too much.
It's
too much east
defense.
And west. Come on, flip that in.
Yeah. Artest is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Paul Pierce has been a non-factor down this stretch. And that's why they brought Ron in, you know.
Yep.
They brought him in specifically for LeBron, specifically for Paul Pierce.
That rebound and go down. Don't
Kobe
let him
have
turn
guard. Let's go. Push it, Rondo. Rondo's got to get, he's got to try. The Lakers are back, though.
Yeah,
that's it.
The Lakers are doing a good job of playing that transition D, man.
Nice hit. Nice hit.
All right.
Nice hit.
There you go. Inglewood.
All right.
Let the people know.
Yeah. I mean, he win it. They can go celebrate. He can go celebrate in his old hood.
That's yeah.
Right. Going to his mama's house.
Right. We're taking the trophy over there.
I know.
Take the trophy over there.
Do a parade down the street. Get the whole car out.
Double. Where's the double?
Oh,
Lord have mercy. The contact was after the shot, man.
But give him credit for knocking him down. He ain't been knocking him down in the lane like that.
Yeah. I mean, the contact came after he after the shot, man. The ball is gone. Well, I guess he got him on the they are professional refs. I'm going to leave the job to them then.
You know, but they had to knock him down.
Yeah. And the Lakers, I mean, their team is going to be pretty much intact for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got everybody coming back. I think Fisher's deal up. I think they got, you know, they got to make a decision on Adam Morrison. I mean, do they keep him? You know, he's that's a tough decision. Keep that. What do you do? I mean, it's Adam Morrison. You let him go. You know, I still can't figure out what happened to that cat, man. Like, I was never one of those people that thought he was going to be, you know, the next Bird. Like,
there you go.
But I thought,
they pushed the offense out.
You know, I thought
that's
he
was
going
to be. Talking about KD. What's the A-1? A little body contact.
He ain't Kobe. They ain't getting that call.
Nah. But, you know, I thought Morrison would be a better pro than he
yeah,
been.
Yeah, you know.
I thought he was
stuck
on defense, but
he'd
still be able to score.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a lot of cats. I mean, Serbia can't play no D. He's
yeah,
had
right.
a nice career. Come on, KG. You only got one more.
Yeah, they get the ball inside now.
Yeah.
See, the Lakers are doing a good job of forcing them East and West off the pick and roll. They
yeah.
almost need to stop running it and start running some off-ball action because the pick and roll is just pushing their offense further and further away from the basket.
That's right.
You know, because the Lakers are moving. They're moving, they're getting out there in the lanes, you know, cutting off any driving lanes, and rotating on the backside to defend the pass pretty well.
Right.
And Paul doesn't come tight enough off that roll. It's like
yeah.
the pressure attacking. He kind of loops around. It makes it easier to recover. I mean.
Yeah. Because he likes to use it to get space to set up his J.
Yeah.
Or a step through where he can. See, that was smart about Rondo. Small detail, but very smart. Now they get a full 24 and a half court.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. KG, get to the. No, KG's got Fisher on him. Come on, y'all got to. See, now y'all panicking. Y'all ain't recognizing what's going on out there, man. KG's got Fisher on him.
Oh, whoa, what's the call? What's the call?
Come on, Boston. Don't do this. Not like this. Not like this.
Yeah, they're trying to
come. Oh, I can't stand Gasol. That boy is just making me dislike him more and more with all his little theatrics, man. This ain't soccer. This is not soccer. You don't hear none of them little horns in the background, man. Man. I'm so glad that's not a sports tradition here, man. They can keep that one.
Foul trouble, look at that. Look at that.
But you can't worry about that right now.
That's right.
Nah, you can't worry about it right now.
If
they come in, if they make you If they come through the lane and you're the last one there, you got to club them. I don't care. You know, it's like that home run, that first pitch after the home run, you got to hit them.
Yeah. All right now, Paul. Come on, Prince of Inglewood at the free throw line. Let's go.
Nice push out.
That's
a big dude, man. You gotta get him off of you.
That's a big dude.
That's the only place to put it on a guy like that.
Right.
You put it anywhere else, you're doing him a favor.
Whoa. See, now I might have to put that little fella back in there.
Yeah, they're gonna
now I just got to, you know, something's got to happen. They got to make something happen.
Okay. Just got to get a good defensive possession here. I mean, they just got to, you know, get a stop here.
Man, I'm almost at this point inclined to say, just run at Kobe and make him have to give up the ball.
That's right.
You know, make him have to give up the ball.
Now
don't run out of
Gasol.
There you go. Don't run out on with Gasol, man, no.
You know, Rasheed.
There you go. Call something.
You know, she makes a hoop. Where's the foul?
Where's the foul?
They call a foul?
No, they should have called something then when they took it to the cup.
Who you knock out? You hit Chris Rock? Oh.
Look like that. It looked like Turtle. Looked like he hit Turtle from Entourage.
Paul.
Let's see. Is that Turtle?
You know, somebody.
Dude with the Lakers jacket.
No. Running away.
That's what they pay for them seats for. Take the shot. Take the charge. That's what you pay for.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. That was a tough shot.
Foul doing his thing, man.
That was a tough
man.
Shot.
Foul doing his thing.
That was a tough shot.
Powell doing his thing. What we got to say, if they win this, Powell is the most consistent player.
Yeah.
He's like linchpin and held together.
Man, they let him play down there. They were bumping and banging down there. He made that shot.
That was a tough shot. Still don't like him. That was a good shot.
Uh-huh. She tried to pull a chair out from under me. He was like, I said something in Spanish. That's it. Man. The Lake Show. We got to hear him fine. My brother probably going to call here in a minute.
He's got a Lake fan.
What can this Lakers team do to improve next year? What can they do to get back?
They got to strengthen their bench.
The league could, two moves and a team in the league could be, somebody else could easily be a favorite next year.
Sure.
You know, going into the season at least. So what do the Lakers do? Because they don't have a lot of wiggle room to keep pace with. They got to keep up with the Joneses.
They got to strengthen. A team like that has got to strengthen their bench. They got to also find another big body that can come off the bench and play consistent. Because you don't know what you got with Bynum and things like that. They need a guy who can, they would be nice to have like a Rasheed Wallace, a cat that can just come off the bench and bet. Give you 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It can do something. That's what they're missing. And some of those best players, they play, but they need some cats.
A cat like Jermaine O'Neal would be a good fit because I think he'll be in their price. He'll be in a range where he's cheap. Maybe they can get him for a mid-level. I don't know if they've used that mid-level at all, but maybe they can get him for a mid-level. He could be a 20-minute-a-night guy who can still step out, hit it from about 20 yep. in, wow. And give you some post play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they had the ability to move Fish to the bench to come with the second unit, that would be stronger. But I think they just got to really focus on their bench play. They're five. They're starting five, and Ron is going to be in there for another year, so he'll be better in the triangle. And so their starting five is good. It's just that depth. Having people who can be consistent is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be what they need to do the work.
And I think they need I think they need one more wing who can defend.
Sure.
Because they got our test in Kobe, but other than that, they don't have anybody in that 6'7" that 6'5" to 6'7" range.
Sure.
Shannon Brown 6'3", Fish is 6'2", Farmar small. They don't really have another. I mean, Vujicic is Vujicic. They don't really have another wing who can defend. So I think that would be one area they would look at. But, you know, they do got Adam Morrison over there, so, you know, they
yeah.
re-signed him for some peanuts.
Yeah. I think, you know, if they were able to do some stuff and they would have had, ooh, Ariza, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, if they would have been able to keep him, that would have been it.
Yeah.
They're making it interesting. It'd be crazy if this game got overtime.
It has to go to overtime. I want it to go overtime. Yeah, I mean, it would be.
Well, I don't. I want Boston to win it. Forget overtime.
Oh,
we got
that's big.
Mm.
Mm. QB is in the house. And then he kissed to the sky.
You know, QB is in the house. He blew a kiss to the raft.
I'm all for that. I'm for that.
Oh,
I
yeah,
got
that's a poetic moment right there, my
that's
man.
That's a poetic moment.
Hits
I
a, hits a three and blows a kiss to the raft. Ray gets him back. Ray gets him back.
Ooh.
Let's go. This is what I'm talking about. Let's go.
Ooh.
Both teams throwing daggers right now.
Queensbridge. They better get there. Oh, he almost pulled a Weber in Michigan. He looked like he was about
for
to
real.
Travel and almost come on time out. Uh-oh. Now, this is the moment. What if Kobe hits it?
Oh,
you can't let him have that.
See.
Pow. Doing it again.
Somehow they got mismatched with Gasol on Rondo. That's exactly what it was, man. Somehow, and now he got to box out Gasol. Man. I mean, the refs let him play. He just straight bodied Rondo. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm 7 foot. Go sit down. All right, I'm getting this ball. You're gonna get a piece of this hardwood.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's gonna be. You know, Gasol did what he needed to do. Still don't like it. See, that's why Perk would help. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that he would have made a difference on that play, but just overall in his game. Having that big body in there, you know, another 280 pounds to throw at Gasol, another 6'5" to throw at Gasol, you know.
That's it right there, fellas.
As long as you roll.
Ron hit the three.
Queensbridge.
I
had to give it to him, but that's my boy Rod.
Yeah.
He played his butt off on this game. Like you said, he's the only one that didn't have a ring. He did it on both ends.
I mean, he literally is the only cat on the court without a ring.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, between both of these teams, Ron is the only cat out there without a ring.
Oh. Yeah. Ron and Lex Luthor. The little fella. Wow. Well, they're trying to close it out.
What you got, Doc? What you got?
Well, they're going to have to swing Ray Allen. They're going to have to swing him loose.
I might bring Ballerini. Let's Ballerini hit one off the bench. Let me get a run, coach.
You run it down to the lane and give him all fours and bark.
Yeah, this is.
Them LA fans are clowning in the back.
They are, man.
But, you know, they're for them, you know?
Yeah.
Look at Kobe. Man, you saved my legacy.
Yeah, man, you need to thank. He need to go in his locker room and kiss each and every one of them dudes.
Yeah.
On the mouth, because they just saved his legacy, man.
That's right.
And you can't say nothing for him, but right now you can't say nothing against him. He's going to get his ring.
Yep.
Yeah. He wasn't because of his performance. Our testing.
He got time. Up. Shoot.
Come on, Ray. Bang. Quick. Come on, hustle.
Yes. 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 Now it's less than it is.
Oh, wow. All right.
Burr steals the ball.
Hit him.
Burr steals the ball. Uh-oh.
Come on. Something. Let's make something happen right here.
Just steal the ball, go down and dunk it. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
I follow that ball to our test. Yes, what about it? For the moment. Doc coach to the air, boy.
Good hustle. Good hustle, young man.
Damn. That's, I want to see who's taking this ball out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be fit. It's got to be the point guard. Whoever's the point guard, you got to put it in your point guard's hand on this inbounds.
Mm-hmm. They bring a Robinson in?
Take for the quickness.
Yep.
Or the shooting. Who they take out?
Man, if he'd have stole that ball.
Shit.
Well, look, like Crawford called it the other way. Why? It looked like Crawford called it. Crawford called it one way, the other ref called it the other way.
Yeah, I think Crawford was going to call it the other way.
Crawford got money on the game. He on that Donna. He on that Tim Donahue. I don't trust Joey Crawford as far as I can throw him, man. I know he be cheating. Calling technicals on him. He called technicals on people that ain't even arguing with him.
He's trying to get Gasol here. Don't let him step out.
I wouldn't. Gasol's free throw shooting down the end has been fine, but otherwise.
Yeah, why you got Nate on the ball, man? Why you got Nate on the ball? Oh, yeah, we'll take that. I'll take Bouye to shoot free throws. Has he even been in the game?
I don't know, but I'll take him shooting free throws.
He's been earlier.
He ain't been in this whole second half.
Yeah, if he just go one for two.
Hey, man, this dude used to walk around with a cheerleader's headband on. I want him shooting free throws right now if I'm Boston. Go ahead.
I had to pick
a cat out of them. Other than DJ Banger, I'm picking Bouye to shoot these free throws.
If we go to overtime, I'm about to go in here and schedule another session. So we come back for one more hour, y'all.
He gonna miss this one. Come on. Come on, Sasha.
Yeah, you're gonna be hanging out with the lady tonight,
but yeah. Don't get too happy, brother. Don't get too happy, my Sylvania brother.
Still gonna sit your ass back down.
Right. You finna get subbed out.
Kobe can't stand having to watch that dude put his face in his hand.
Yeah, but you know, I was going to choke you after this game if we had a loss. If we had a loss, I was choking you. Okay?
Yeah.
Good job on those free throws. But if we had a loss, you was getting choked.
Yeah. Look, somebody was pulling one of his teeth out.
Yeah. 11 seconds left. 11.7. What's he going to do, Paul? Y'all need to get a quick two. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Get a quick two. You ain't got to get three.
You can't come down. You got to score. You can't come out of there without points. So that's whatever you get, you better turn and shoot.
Yeah, this needs to be your best play. This needs to be your best set. Too much time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, man. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it's a letdown.
They earned it, though.
You know,
they earned it.
You know,
it was a hard-fought series. You know, it was definitely entertaining from a fan's perspective.
But see, now look. one person around Kobe. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. One person around him. Ain't nobody happy with him. Just one person.
That's Sasha, because he was going to choke him.
That's right.
Sasha, like, you got to choke me, man.
You know, Kobe got the ball, fell on eBay when he's 90. Other than that, nobody wants to talk to him.
Yeah, everybody else hugging each other.
Right, right. Kobe all by himself.
Lamar and Chris Chloe at Lamar.
You better. Kobe better go find Chris Rock.
I'm happy for Ron, though.
I am too.
You got to do a little. You got to do a little saying. I got anything is possible.
Get that ball to your wife and get your ass over there and hug somebody.
Right.
Selfish bitch. I'm serious. He ought to be hugging everybody. He ought to be hugging the water boy.
Yeah,
he didn't
Ron
play that well.
Man. Ron, that boy had
a Paul. Paul crying. Look at him.
Soft.
He's crying.
He's soft.
I'm going to the
You're
World
crying
Cup.
For it, man. This is your second one.
We're going to the World Cup.
Because you had to play hard for this one. Because you had to go down there and get beat up for this one. They beat you up, pal. They beat you up.
He played a good game. He played
a
good
game.
He played a good game. He played a good game. He played a good game. Rondo got to work on that. Jay, 15 feet. Boston, man, what is going to happen? You know, this might be the end of the run. Cause isn't Paul a free? Is Paul a free agent, a restricted free agent?
Paul's deal is up. But it just depends on what they think they got with this team. I think Paul, I mean, they could re-sign him for less.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right now, he's getting $21 million.
Yeah.
You know, so he could re-sign for a lot less than that, free up some space where they could re-sign Ray plus get somebody else. Which is something that a lot of people aren't peeping with Boston is that they could, you know, re-sign Ray Allen and bring in somebody else. Boston's gonna have some money to make some moves and add some pieces. It's just, is it the right piece, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think if Perkins and Rondo can keep developing where Perkins actually develops some sort of offensive game, you know, if he can give them, you know, 10 and 10 or even 9 and 9 on a nightly basis and still play the tough post defense that he plays, that would be a help. And if Rondo's jump shot can improve.
Everybody in my hood. Thank the Warriors, my wife, my family, my kids, everybody. Thank the doctor.
Hey, you knew Ron.
My psychiatrist. She really helped me relax a lot.
My parole officer.
Thank you.
My pastor.
So mostly, I love it. I have to say this. I love Ron. That's it. Looking happy. Look at that.
Telling you, I'm happy for that dude, man. That's one dude that I ain't mad at. Got a ring. Not at all, man. And he needed that vindication in his career, man. And he played a great game. He played a great game.
I'm for Rod. That's it. Queens Prince. Y'all get happy out there. Be happy for that boy.
Yeah,
I'm happy for him, man.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, that's a good way to end the show. You know,
yeah.
Props to Ron. Hats off to Ron. Hats off to the Lakers. You know, all them cats can go celebrate. You know, hope they got a nice brand of champagne in there. Hope Bus sprang for something nice. They can pour on each other. And, you know, enjoy this moment because you know they can all stop crying though. Y'all,
the Magic is happy now.
I think
Fisher might retire. Look at Madge down there.
Yeah.
Mad, like, I got another ring, baby. He has the owner. Tragic, like, I did it, baby. Oh, we did it.
Well, congratulations to all the Lakers fans, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, fans
the team
there.
Earned it, man. They, you know, they played well. They played hard. Played harder than I thought they had in them. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think they had a fight like that in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, you know, they set up to be in contention again next year. So, you know. Things looking good in La La Land, I guess.
That's it. And we'll talk about it. We'll move into free agency next week, Tuesday night. We got Tiger this weekend, U.S. Open.
How much time is left? How much time
is
left?
30 seconds. 10 seconds.
Kobe's still a bitch.
Him and Albert Hainsworth.
All right, y'all.
Both of them suckers.
Thank you.